I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. He has said that he exists in and in between two worlds, that he is neither Mexican nor American, but rather Mexican-American. Composer Héctor Armienta explores these bicultural roots in his music, and in 2015, he received permission to adapt Rudolfo Anaya's beloved novel of the Mexican-American experience, Bless Me Ultima. The opera premieres this month in Albuquerque. Héctor Armienta is with me now. Héctor, welcome.
It's a pleasure.
Bless Me Ultima. This seems like it's a natural for your focus as a composer. Did you pursue this material vigorously?
I'm over 50, and I was thinking about what works I wanted to complete within my lifetime, and Bless Me Ultima was one of them. You know, it is one of Mr. Anaya's most well-known works, and he was very protective about who he was going to give that to. So I went through, just like many singers do, somewhat of an audition process.
So, and you wound up co-writing the libretto with Rudolfo Anaya.
Actually, I wrote the libretto and the music, but my agreement with Mr. Anaya was that I would consult with him in the development to make sure that the story was the story he wanted told.
And that included quite a bit of contact.
Yes. So I feel very grateful that Mr. Anaya met with me whenever I needed to. I flew in, I think, two or three times just to meet with him. But I shared with him the synopsis to make sure it worked for him. Then I shared with him the scene by scene. And then the next process was then to develop the text. At that point, I worked alone on it. When I had questions about whether or not to include some of the characters, I definitely consulted with him.
So you've said that this is one of the works that you want to accomplish.
Yes.
Why?
Well, you know, there are some wonderful works in the operatic repertoire that are in Spanish. But I am second generation Mexican-American. I speak Pocho. That's what we say in California. It's a Spanglish. And I felt that there needed to be more works that were in English with Spanish interjections. And the novel is very much like that. There's a very large community of Latinos, or here we say Hispanics, that are English speakers, but they do speak some Spanish, but that may not necessarily be their first language. And so I felt there needed to be repertoire that spoke to that community and work that was also accessible to the broader community. And this work in particular, it is a universal story, but it is one that's told through a certain prism, and that is the Mexican-American prism.
In what way, Héctor, would you say that the book lends itself to becoming an opera?
Opera is, by nature, melodrama. And so the story of Tony, and I think also for me, the story of Ultima.
Tony being the young protagonist.
Yes, and I'm sorry, I should give a little, for those of you that aren't familiar with the story, young boy who's visited by this elderly woman, a curandera, or some would say she's a shaman, a spiritual healer. And through her, he learns about his own destiny, what his destiny might be, and about the power of the river and the mountains. But I think what's operatic is the power of Ultima to expose him to the powers that we don't see. Careful, I don't want to say supernatural forces, but maybe magical forces, the powers of nature. And that makes it very sort of lends it to a great story and to some wonderful moments in terms of what an opera should look like.
Bless Me Ultima has been a book. It's been a film. There was a stage adaptation here in Albuquerque a few years ago. What might an opera add to our appreciation of this familiar story?
The music in an opera is the other character. It tells the audience something that words cannot. In opera, sometimes the character can be singing about this great love. Finally, this man that I long for will be the man of my dreams. But the music tells you a completely different message. So the orchestra gives you something that theater, without any music, does not do. And that is one of the great powers of opera.
You have said that listeners will hear in your music elements from both sides of the border. Do you consider your music to be a fusion of both sides, or is it something else entirely?
I think the listeners will find something very familiar. oftentimes people ask me what my music sounds like. And after they hear it, they think, oh, it's very Italian. So they think of Puccini, they think of Verdi. And those are, you know, my idols. But as a Mexican-American, and also thinking about the audience, it's important to incorporate music that they can connect to. I try to find little nuggets of Mexican musical idioms and Mexican-American idioms into my work. So when I was here, I feel very fortunate that the University of New Mexico has this amazing archive. There was a wonderful musicologist, which many of your listeners will probably know, named John Donald Robb. He had researched the music of New Mexico, and I must have been there for at least 3 hours. I could have been there for 3 days. and it was just quite amazing. And also Professor Enrique Lamadrid, he was kind enough to send me some recordings. And I actually incorporated two folk songs in the opera. There's a ranchero, which is sort of like a dance number, and the melody is from one of the recordings, the initial melody. Then I, of course, orchestrated it and had a choral section. It was really wonderful. And then another one was a very much of a corrido, which a corrido is usually in 3-4, and it's that un-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan, right? It was a bar song, and I had to change the text and a number of things and add all this other stuff, but I incorporated that. You know, of course, the tricky part was, how do you imitate the strumming of a guitar in an orchestra? So hopefully it'll work.
And you've said that Puccini and Verdi were very important for you in terms of your classical compositions. Yes. What was it that you got from them?
Right. In terms of Puccini, he really was a master. These great melodies and harmonies. And then he would create, in terms of the recitatives, very simple, but then all this stuff, you know, would happen underneath. And it kept the audience, you know, it kept their attention. And then there was a payoff when we got to the aria. And that sort of that melody that I hinted at sort of explodes. And it just, you know, climaxes. And, you know, that's what I aspire to, is to give little hints about what the audience might hear in terms of a full aria, so that when we get there, there's a lot of satisfaction.
Because of the popularity of this material, there are going to be a lot of people in the audience, I would imagine, who are not familiar with opera. What might you say to them in terms of what they should expect of the kind of experience they're going to go through?
You know, I remember when I was at the conservatory, and there was an argument with composers about who do we write music for, ourselves or for our audience? And I was on the side that we write for our audience. So what that means is that if you go to it, it's not something that will be completely strange for you. But as that journey continues, it's going to be quite a ride, things you've never experienced. But there'll be enough there for you to hold on to and be excited about.
Héctor Armienta has been talking about Bless Me Ultima. His opera, based on Rudolfo Anaya's novel, premieres this month in Albuquerque. It's co-produced by the National Hispanic Cultural Center and Opera Southwest. Héctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a joy.
I'm Spencer Beckwith.